Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of May, 2023. It's Thursday morning. Mark is going to be reading the chapter that he read yesterday, and there was a glitch on my system. I don't know what happened, but there was a glitch, and so we're going to have to redo it. So he's going to read this again today, chapter 27, and it's entitled Arise, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. This is the covering of the conversion of the Apostle Paul. And there's nothing more in Scripture that proclaims God's sovereignty and salvation than this chapter 27.
Chapter 27, arise and shall be told thee what thou must do. Man thinks he is so mighty, intelligent, and powerful, but God has all things in his hands. He even had the death of his son in his hands. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands, have crucified and slain him. God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Acts 2:23-24. Neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The resurrection apostles were very bold in proclaiming the gospel, and saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God, hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot bespeak the things which we have seen and heard daily in the temple. In every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12-16, 10-25, 42. When preaching the book of Acts, we find that often the Old Testament books recited the following passage cited from chapter 2 of Psalms. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven, the earth and the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ, for the truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast adorned in both Herod and Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles and people of Israel were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined for to be done. Acts 4:25-28. Saul was struck down on the road to Damascus. It was very apparent that he had no free will in the matter, because he had been persecuting Christians. He was marvelously born again by the Spirit of God. He said, who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, rise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. All that heard him were amazed, and said, is not this he that destroyed him, which called on this name Jerusalem, and came thither for that intent, that he might bring them bound to the chief priest. Saul increased the more in strength, to confound the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. After that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to him. Acts 9:5-6, 20-23. Disciples began to proclaim the gospel to Gentiles. They were delighted in those for whom it was intended, embraced it. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. As many as were ordained eternal life believed, Acts 13:48. Third, they have always been those who have come against Christ and his people. The Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows to the base resort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assault the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out the people. When they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down, or come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason. And the other day let him go, and the brethren immediately sent them away in silence. Sent away Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who coming thither went to the synagogue of the Jews that were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word all readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believe also, by more than which were Greeks, and a woman not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul, Berea, they came thither also and stirred the people, Acts 17:5-13. Threatenings and persecution by the Jews against the church did not stop her the proclamation of the gospel of God that made the world and all things therein. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he can give to all life breath.
Well, this got shut off.